Welcome to Bergonomics, demystifying economics with Ross McDowell.
How Leos are smashing the NBN in 96 seconds. This is a story about the power of competition. Internet services beamed from low Earth orbit satellites have broken the NBN's monopoly. Taxpayers contributed $37 billion of the NBN's $57 billion total cost. The NBN never delivered the geographic coverage it promised. It charged exorbitantly for speeds it didn't deliver, and it infuriated Australians with its terrible customer service. In other words, it acted like a typical monopoly. NBN was also immune from Australian monopoly laws, which prevent such poor consumer treatment. Australian broadband subscribers can now switch to services beamed by low Earth orbit satellite broadband services. You'll get the speed you signed up for, no matter where you live. Low Earth orbit satellites are cheap. Reusable rockets shoot the $60,000 to $100,000 satellites into orbit, providing instant internet services. This is unlike NBN's expensive land-based services that require planning permit applications, land title negotiations, lots of cabling, and thousands of people spending thousands of hours building and maintaining the hardware. Not to mention a captive market, that would be you, being charged high subscription fees to make the business appear profitable. So, what effect has this new competitor had on the NBN? Australians, fed up with NBN's monopolistic behaviour, started deserting NBN providers like Telstra and Optus. The government panicked, halving the NBN's value by writing off $31 billion of the taxpayers' $37 billion original investment. Telstra and Optus suddenly started offering low Earth orbit satellite internet services, hoping to stop the exodus of their customers and retain their subscription fees. All it took was the power of competition. If you'd like to learn all the snakes and ladders involved in low Earth orbit satellites competing against the NBN, please listen to telecommunication expert Paul Budd and I on the Bergonomics episode, Low Earth Orbit Satellites, Providing Services NBN and Telstra Promised but Never Delivered. And maybe then take a masterclass in how competition works to keep business honest with the original consumer watchdog, Professor Alan Fells, on the Bergonomics episode, Misleading and Deceptive Conduct. Please follow the Bergonomics podcast by subscribing on our homepage and following on your favourite podcast channel.